We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, after complaints about New York State's new landmark bail reform law, supporters of the measure are gathering for a rally today in Albany. They'll call on lawmakers to resist calls to roll the measure back. They say it's reunited families and cut jail populations, saving taxpayer money statewide. Among those who support revamping the new law are Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio. Meanwhile, a report today that an alleged serial bank robber may have struck again. Gerard Woodbury was busted last week after allegedly knocking off at least four banks in Manhattan since December 30th. But because no weapon was used, he was released without bail, as per the new law. Now he is reportedly suspected in at least two more bank holdups since his release. The New York Post quotes a high-ranking NYPD insider as saying, quote, it's a circus. A court appearance today for the suspect in the rape and murder of a 92-year-old woman in Queens earlier this month. Federal authorities say 21-year-old Riaz Khan shouldn't have been on the loose in the first place after his arrest in November for attacking his own father. Customs and Immigration Enforcement said yesterday that they'd asked the city to hand him over for possible deportation to his native Guyana after his arrest, but the city refused. The NYPD reportedly disputes that version of events, saying it did not receive any so-called detainer request from ICE. Detainers are requests by ICE to hold undocumented immigrants who've been charged or convicted of crimes for 48 hours after their release so that immigration agents can pick them up. The city's detainer law and policy mandates that officials turn over to ICE only those who are convicted of violent and serious offenses, and only when ICE has met legal and due process requirements, according to a city official. The victim, Maria Fuentes, was found near death on a sidewalk in freezing cold weather. Court papers say she'd been strangled and beaten. Well, starting today, New York becomes the 10th state in the nation to allow anyone who was adopted as a child to apply to get an original copy of their certified birth certificate after they turn age 18. The legislation requiring adoption transparency was okayed by state lawmakers back in November after a long battle by advocates like Macon Kedenberg, who was adopted herself and was able to track down relatives after getting an ancestry DNA kit, though she still hasn't connected with her birth parents. She tells 1010 Winds that adoptees like her shouldn't expect happy endings necessarily.
Go in expecting nothing. Just have an open mind, because people may not be receptive. Maybe they had their own personal reasons for what they did. So what information you do find out takes a little bit of time to digest. Just be prepared to be emotionally blown away.
The state rolling out a website to help implement the new law. A masked man wanted in an assault on the subway. The victim was an off-duty NYPD police officer.
The scene, the Park Place station here in Lower Manhattan, about 3 p.m. yesterday afternoon. Northbound number 2 train pulls in. And when the doors open, this guy wearing a surgical mask tosses a bike chain into one of the subway cars, hitting a 37-year-old woman in the face. Turns out she's an off-duty cop who was headed into work. Now, the guy who threw it, he didn't run. No, he actually got onto the train, at least for one stop. When it reached Chambers Street, that's when he ran. I'm here this morning.
Yeah, I thought it was just like some random stuff, like some crazy guy every now and then, but not in this area like that.
The police are also investigating a robbery at that Chambers Street station moments later. Could have been the same guy who did it. We've got surveillance video of the suspect running through the turnstile at 1010winds.com. Now, as for the injured officer, she was treated for cuts and bruises to her face. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here at the Chambers Street station.
And Crime Stoppers has posted a $2,500 reward for tips leading to an arrest in the case. City Hall and the Museum of Jewish Heritage have struck a partnership aimed at combating anti-Semitism. The New York Post says the goal is to get school kids in neighborhoods with sizable Jewish populations in Brooklyn, including Williamsburg, Crown Heights, and Borough Park, to visit the museum on class trips. The Department of Education will organize the field trips for 8th and 10th grade students. The museum will also provide up to 4 free tickets to the family of any public contact school student with their ID card or other proof of enrollment. Schools Chancellor Richard Carranza will join students from PS 84 in Brooklyn at a field trip today to the museum. Well, some changes could be coming to Rockefeller Center. A filing with the City Landmarks Preservation Commission shows the plaza could see some major changes, but the iconic ice skating rink will stay. A proposal calls for an overhaul of the sunken area of the plaza where the ice rink sits and where the former Rock Center Cafe had bar space in the summer. Renovations would call for a garden space with substantially more plants and trees, some seating areas as well, and a grand staircase for summertime access. A spokesman for Rockefeller Center has no comment.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.